Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. The page is the thing for UNCW's Department of Creative Writing, hosting its 21st annual Writers Week, coming November 2nd through the 6th, to a computer near you. Emily Louise Smith, publisher of UNCW's Lookout Books and Ecotone Literary Magazine, has organized the week-long gathering.
Writers Week brings visiting authors, agents, editors, publishers from across the country to join our Bachelor of Fine Arts students, our Master's of Fine Arts students, and our publishing students at UNCW, and of course members of the Wilmington community to talk about issues of the profession, to listen to wonderful readings, to join in panel discussions, writing exercises. So we're going to try to translate all of those wonderful things about Writers Week in person to our new virtual space this year.
Emily says the theme was going to be a 10th anniversary focus on Lookout books, but has since morphed into a Writers Week reflective of the times.
So we spent, you know, the first month of this semester, like, really thinking about the needs of our community, about the needs of the writing community, of the university, of Wilmington. And so that's how we've changed the focus to Writing to Transform and have invited guests who are particularly well suited to speak about the transformative power of their writing.
Let's talk about the lineup.
Our Buckner keynote, that's the big speaker on Thursday night at 7:30, is Natalie Diaz. She is a poet. She's Mojave, and her second collection, Postcolonial Love Poem, which came out this year, was just named a finalist for the National Book Award. We actually have three finalists for the National Book Award in our lineup this year. Of course, Natalie on Thursday night, and then also Disha Filial wrote a story collection called The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. She will be there on Wednesday night. And also a writer named Jen Shapland, who's a nonfiction writer and has released a book again in 2020 called My Autobiography of Carson McCullers.
Emily says they purposely programmed election night.
We wanted to offer a little palate cleanser from the news cycle. So we are asking people to join us at 7:30 for Silas House. He is a New York Times bestselling author, most recently of Southernmost, his novel, which came out from Algonquin Books in North Carolina. And Zelda Lockhart, who is a brand new visiting professor at UNCW. And we were so excited to have her in the department. So the two of them will read and then talk a little bit after about writing and how writing can speak to this moment. And that will be moderated by Melody Moezi. She's just accepted a new visiting writer position and so will be with us for 3 years alongside Zelda.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking about UNCW's Department of Creative Writing as it hosts its 21st annual Writers Week, November 2nd through the 6th. Emily Louise Smith has organized the week-long gathering this year. Are book sales up due to COVID?
Book sales actually were picking up for a while, especially in educational resources as people were teaching their children at home and looking for materials to be at home teachers. The difficulty, of course, has been that our bookstores, both independent stores and our chain stores, had to close for a while and have reopened with all the same guidelines that we're facing when we go into other retail outlets.
Emily, as a publisher, do you get the sense that writers prefer people to buy books or listen on audio tape?
I mean, I think for most authors, they imagine their books completing themselves in the imagination of a reader. So they want you to take their book home in whatever form I think is most convenient and comfortable for you. So if you enjoy listening to an audiobook, or if you enjoy, holding the paper book that's not going to ding at you or remind you about your dentist appointment, then they want you to have that experience too.
Readings, panels, and most talks are free and open to the public. Emily, how can our listeners register?
People can go to uncw.edu/writersweek. That's the main landing page. There's a big button at the bottom that says register here. Registration is required this year, and you don't need to register for individual events. You just register one time for Writers Week. That will get you access to a daily newsletter. So you'll receive in your inbox that morning, probably really early, so by the time you wake up, it should be there, with your links for the day.
UNCW's Writers Week runs November 2nd through the 6th. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.